Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. It is Wednesday. I'm Carrie from the Mama Coach, and today I want to talk about weaning off of a nipple shield. So, for those of you that maybe don't know what a nipple shield is it's a tiny piece of plastic. I wish I had one here to show you, but it's a piece of plastic. It's almost like an artificial nipple plastic that fits over your nipple that helps maybe suck on your breast. And lots of women breastfeed for a really long time using a nipple shield, and that is just fine. Reasons why people use the nipple shield in the first place is quite often really, really flat nipples. So if the nipple is flat or inverted, it makes it harder for a baby to have a really deep latch and a good seal, and they get frustrated. So that sometimes prem babies use them. Sometimes it's an anatomy thing, like maybe really tiny, dainty mouth on a baby and mom has very large, flat nipples. Maybe that just doesn't work for a bit while until baby kind of grows into mom's nipple. That happens sometimes. And those are all fine reasons to use a nipple shield. If you are using a nipple shield, the biggest thing you need to watch is maintaining your supply, because if you're using a nipple shield, there's a layer between your baby sucking and your breast, and the stimulation from your baby sucking is what triggers your body to make more milk. And our brains are very, very smart, I guess, and they know the difference of when there's that tiny piece of plastic in between babe and mom. Sometimes those ducts don't get the same amount of stimulation and milk supply can decrease. So if you are using a shield and you have questions, reach out to us and we can help you. But one thing I would recommend is just making sure that we are keeping your supply ample, probably through some kind of pumping regime. So let's say you've been using the shield for whatever reason, but you feel ready to try and wean off of it. Maybe you are having some milk supply issues and that's one of the reasons why you want to decrease it or take it away. Or maybe you're just annoyed because they can be a bit frustrating. Like you always kind of have to, like, middle of the night, try and find where your plastic shield is. They hit the floor, whatever. And you're just ready. That's cool. If it's not a problem for you and things are going well, don't feel the pressure to take it away. It's fine. Keep using it. But if you're ready, here's some tips for you. So think about how a baby sucks on a nipple shield, like that piece of plastic. It's almost like a bottle nipple, is different than how they suck directly on the breast, right? So it's going to be a transition period for your baby. She's going to have to learn how to suck directly on your breast and your nipple instead of the nipple shield. So step one is be patient, right? This is usually not an overnight thing. It's a process, and that's okay. The second thing is don't fight with your baby about it. And so what I mean by that is sometimes if you're like frustrated and you're like, come on, just take it. And you're feeling emotional about it, stressed, and your baby cries, and there's almost like that negative relationship between trying to breastfeed without a nipple shield and your baby. Babies are perceptive. If they know things aren't going well for you and you're feeling stressed and awful about it, it's likely not to go well. So try not to stress. And if she is fighting you on it, give the shield back and try again. The second is timing. Do not try this when your baby is ravenous. She's not interested in learning a new skill when she is starving, right? Hungry. So start the feed with a nipple shield and maybe even feed her till she's a bit drowsy, and then take it away and put her on, okay? But once you have her on, you almost have to give her something very, very obvious to latch onto. And so we're gonna go back to what I call my nipple sandwich. It's actually a breast sandwich, but I don't know, that's what I use. You're not pinching just the nipple here, okay? Remember, all the milk ducts are surrounding, like all the way around the breast. Actually, if you're listening on the podcast, you won't be able to see this obviously, but like if you look at my breast here, well, not mine, but my toy one, you can see these are where the ducts are, right? All the way around. So we don't want baby just sucking on the nipple. She needs to have a big mouthful of that areola in order to stimulate and empty those ducts. So that's why we do the sandwich. So don't put your thumbs too close to the nipple. I want you to go back, I don't know, an inch and a half or 2 inches back and squeeze, okay? And look at what you can see here, how much more nipple she has to hold on to. It's just way easier for her. So then wait for her mouth to open wide, 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 and boldly bring her to the breast. And don't let go of the nipple sandwich. You need to hold on to it, okay? Because this gives babe something to hold on to, and it's easier for her to stay latched. So start nursing with this shield once your milk lets down or she's a little less ravenous. Switch and make sure you're doing the nipple sandwich. That can really help. And even if it's only for a couple minutes, that's okay. It's a starting point, and progressively it will get easier, okay? The second tip is do this at nighttime. Babies feed for lots of reasons in the night, and it's not always hunger, right? It's comfort. Maybe they need help rolling from one sleep cycle to the next. It's maybe not so conducive for great sleep, but it is very conducive to teaching them to nurse without the nipple shield, okay? So in the middle of the night, she's drowsy. Go in and maybe start with the shield till your milk lets down, then make that big nipple sandwich that I was talking about, and then bring her to the breast. She's drowsy, and I find they're a bit more agreeable in the middle of the night, okay? The other position that I find really helpful when trying to get rid of the shield is the football hold. No matter how old your baby is, it's hard on Facebook, you guys can't quite see me. So maybe you've been doing cross cradle with your baby, try a different position. And football hold is my favorite when you're having any kind of latch issues, because I find you have the most control. Okay, so make the big nipple sandwich, and then you've got your baby in football hold, line her up, nose to nipple, and then boldly bring her onto the breast, okay? I find the combination of a drowsy baby, lots of milk, your milk's let down, so they're more willing, because it's a little bit frustrating when they have to initially suckle on the breast when they're not used to it. To bring your milk down, if it's already there, they're a little bit more tolerant of learning to suck directly on the breast and the nipple. Those are my tips. But the takeaways are, this is not an overnight thing. Be kind to yourself, because it is a process. It might only be 30 seconds, one feed, and she might nurse for a minute the next. Maybe feed her off one breast with the nipple shield, and then try the other one when she's not as hungry. But she'll get there. She will. But not too hungry and not too awake. Drowsy will be your friend in this situation. So I hope that was helpful. If you need some direct help, we can come and help you get your baby latching without the shield. We'll show you the science to the breast sandwich, the nipple sandwich that we talk about. We can come to you. We're across Canada. We're nurses, and we're passionate about helping moms. So if you have questions, reach out. We're happy to help. And if you have been watching this and you have a friend who's maybe struggling with the same thing, I would appreciate it so much if you shared this. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, if you could review and share the podcast, I appreciate it, because letting moms know that we're out there and able to help fills my cup. So Happy Wednesday, and I will see you all Monday morning. I'm pumped. I'm going to Jodi Carrington tonight. Has anybody heard of her? She's a child psychologist, and she wrote an amazing book about connecting with kids. It's called Kids These Days. Love it. So I'll fill you in on how it went if you watch my Insta stories. Bye, guys.